Good evening. It's 12:45, and this is Quietly Yours. Did you ever have one of those houses on your childhood street? Maybe it was abandoned and boarded up, or maybe the owner was a strange recluse. Rumors flew. Was it haunted? Did somebody die there? You could never see inside, and back then you'd believe any spooky story your friends would tell you. As an adult, you know that it's all nonsense. But still, a part of you wonders what was inside that house. Welcome back to Quietly Yours. In tonight's story, we're going inside.
Do you hear that?
What?
That noise. Someone's digging outside. What time is it?
I don't know.
Who's digging at this time? Ow!
Oh. You should be more careful, you know there's boxes everywhere.
Yeah.
And listen, it's stopped, so you can go back to sleep.
Yeah, but why is someone digging at this time anyway?
I don't know, maybe the new neighbours are weird.
It was the first house either of us had owned. So we were both completely elated on moving day. It was a beautiful little building. Not huge, but not too small. As far as we were concerned, it was perfect. Only we'd soon realised that it was far from perfect. As soon as we moved in, it's like we had a streak of bad luck. Like everything that could go wrong, would go wrong. It was almost as though the house was cursed. Not that I ever believed in nonsense like curses, but you get the point. At first it was little things, electrical problems, peeling tiles, but then a couple of weeks after moving day, disaster struck.
Look at this bill.
You don't have to say it in that tone.
What tone?
That you still blame me tone.
For the last time, the taps don't just turn themselves on. And I know I didn't leave it on, and there's no one else in this house.
So I'm a liar now.
That's not what I said.
Forget it.
What are you doing?
Someone's digging again. Don't you hear it?
Come back to bed.
But listen, don't you hear it?
Yeah. What? What is it?
There's someone in the garden.
What are you talking about?
There's a woman in the garden. That's where the noise is coming from. There's a woman digging in our garden.
Oh my God, what the hell is she doing?
Leaving, that's what she's doing. Unless she'd prefer I call the police.
Wait up.
Hey! What do you think you're doing?
She was over there.
This is private property, you can't dig here.
Where is she?
I don't know. She was right here. This is where she was digging.
Yeah, but look.
What?
The ground. Look at the ground. No one's been digging here.
Strange. She must have been digging on a different spot. It doesn't matter now. She's gone. Come on, let's go back to bed.
Well, there you go. That's everything finished. If you could just sign here, then I'll get out of your hair and we'll send you the paperwork via email.
Brilliant, thanks.
Just, try not to leave the tap on this time, yeah?
Don't worry, we won't.
I must say, you've done a fantastic job on the place. The remodel is excellent.
Well, thank you.
I've lived here my whole life, so I've walked past this house a million times. And if I'm honest, it's always looked nasty and uninviting. And what with all the stories people tell about the place, I was convinced no one would ever want to do anything about it. So I'm so glad that you two decided to move in and fix it up and make a proper home for the first time in a long time. It's what a beautiful building like this deserves.
Well, thank you, but what do you mean the stories people tell?
Well, you know, I just mean the stories kids tell each other about spooky old houses, that kind of stuff.
And what do they say about this house?
Well, I don't think it really matters.
No, please, go on. I'm curious now.
Well, they say that a woman died here a long time ago, that she killed her own baby, then took her own life out of remorse, and that...
That what?
That it's been haunted ever since.
James, wake up.
What?
Listen.
She's back. She's digging in the same place.
I'm calling the police.
No.
What?
I don't want to scare her off. I want to talk to her.
Oh, what are you going to do? Help her dig while you have a nice chat about last night's Grey's Anatomy?
I want to know what the hell she's doing. Why she thinks she can get away with this. Why she's doing it. I'm going to go talk to her.
Oh, she's just going to run off again like last time.
That's why I want you to stay here.
What?
Just keep an eye on her. At least that way, if she does run off again, you'll be able to see where she runs off to.
Okay. You've got yourself quite a hole there, lady. What are you digging for? What the? Who's there? Who is that? Hello? Is someone there?
She's gone. She's done another runner. Unbelievable. Did you see where she went?
What? No,
I thought you were supposed to be watching her.
Yeah, I was, but I heard something. There was...
A what?
Well, it's going to sound crazy, but there was a baby. I heard a baby crying. It came from this room, so I came to look.
It's just an empty room.
I know.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know.
You must have been hearing things.
Yeah, I suppose so. Come on, let's go back to bed. James?
Yeah?
Did you find the hole?
What?
The hole she was digging before she ran. Did you find it?
No, there wasn't a hole.
But I saw her digging it. She dug a deep hole. It must be out there somewhere.
I don't know what to tell you. I couldn't find any hole. It was around that point that everything started to take a turn for the worse. Until then, it had just been a long chain of bad luck and strange events. And it was all a bit... weird, to say the least. But none of it actually made me scared. But then something changed. Diane changed. I could see in her eyes that she was scared. And that's when I started to worry that there was more to this.
Do you know what they say about this house?
What who says?
Neighbourhood kids. People in town. Everybody.
Oh, I have no idea. What do they say?
They say that this house is haunted.
Do they now?
They say that a woman killed her child in this very house the better part of 100 years ago. That she killed herself, and the house has been cursed ever since.
Sounds like a pile of garbage to me. Who's been telling you all of this?
Just people in town. So you don't think there's any truth to it?
No, of course I don't. Well, I don't know. I suppose maybe there's some truth to the story, what that woman did. But that doesn't mean the house is haunted. There's no such thing.
I suppose.
What makes you bring all this up?
I don't know. It's just all the stuff that's been happening lately. Noises that come from nowhere, taps that turn themselves on. It's weird.
It's a creaky old house with a mind of its own. There's nothing supernatural about it.
Yeah, you're probably right. James, she's back. Digging in the same spot, just like always. She's always wearing the same clothes, have you noticed that? James, what are you doing?
Getting to the bottom of this, that's what?
A shovel. I hope you're not going to beat her to death.
Here, this is the spot, right? This is where she was digging.
I think so, yeah. But I mean, it can't be, there's no hole.
Yeah, there never is.
What exactly do you think you're going to find?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. Probably nothing.
Oh my God! Is that a child?
Yeah. At least it was. It didn't really seem like the police cared all that much, to be honest. There was no way to identify the body. They knew the basics. It was a boy, and he was free when he died. Beyond that, there was little to go on. There was nothing left of him. Well, it turns out it's true anyway, the story they tell about this house. At least part of it is true. A woman really did live here in the 1940s, and she really did kill herself. Whether it was out of remorse for a murder, we don't know. Whether she even had a child, we don't know. But considering what we found, it seems pretty likely that she did have a child, a birth which she never registered, and that, one way or another, the boy died, with the woman taking her own life shortly after. They could confirm this easily enough. She's buried in the town's main cemetery. They could exhume her body, test their DNA and see if there's a match. But they didn't. It's been 80 years and it's just not a priority anymore. That poor boy, forgotten and unimportant. Nobody even knows his name. What's wrong?
I saw someone. Something.
What do you mean? What did you see?
I was coming back from the bathroom and I saw someone walking down the hallway, but it wasn't exactly a person.
What do you mean, not exactly a person?
Well, it had the face of a person.
But?
Well, that's it. It had a face. But that was it. No body, no head, no hair, just a face. 5 feet in the air, floating down the hallway.
I tried to convince Diane that she was seeing things. I tried to tell her that nothing unusual is happening, that there have been some weird coincidences, some weird dreams, and an unfortunate discovery. But I tried to convince her that it didn't mean anything, that everything was fine. But I wasn't. Not really. I was trying to convince myself. And it was working. Until 2 days after Diane saw the face. I woke up in the night and needed a drink, so I went and got a glass of water. On the way back to the bedroom, I stepped into the hallway and froze when I saw a shape moving across the floor. I focused on it through the darkness and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was a baby, crawling quickly across the carpet, and it was quickly. Quicker than a baby could possibly go. But what was worse was the crawl. Only it wasn't exactly a crawl. The palms of its hands and the soles of its feet both touched the floor and it walked on both, like a dog, scurrying rapidly into the darkness of the spare room. What is going on in this house?
James, what is this?
Where did you find that? I've been doing research.
Research? Into ghosts, hauntings, and true stories of the supernatural?
It's actually a really good book.
About something you've never believed in.
No, I never have I? I've been looking into the history of the house too. There's an entire archive of all local papers in the library. I've been able to find out a huge amount of information. It's all true, Diane. Everything they say.
What do you mean?
Look, I wrote it all down. I made a timeline. The house was built in the 1940s, and the first people to live here were a young, newlywed couple. There's no concrete information about their lives, but I was able to find the original version of the legend. It says that the husband suddenly left town one day shortly before the birth, and never returned. She was left to raise the baby all by herself, and the trauma from the breakdown of the marriage turned her into a bit of a recluse. That would explain why she never even registered her son's birth, I suppose. 3 years later, presumably in the grip of depression or something, she was finally pushed to breaking point, and she drowned the boy in the bathtub. Days later, filled with grief and remorse, she hanged herself in the hallway.
That's horrible.
The house was empty for nearly 15 years after that, and then a new family moved in. They had two daughters, aged 7 and 9. The youngest was hit by a car 6 months after they moved in, and she died from her injuries 2 days later. Another year later, and the eldest daughter catches an infection. It gets very bad very quickly, and after a week she falls unconscious and dies the next day. The stress drove the couple apart. They divorced and left the house empty again.
Until?
Until the 1980s, another couple moved in and started remodelling the house. They had a toddler, and one day while they were working on the house, he got his hands on a power drill and he tore himself to shreds. They didn't cope well with it. The mother drank herself to death. Her husband found her in the bedroom, choked on her own vomit. And then he shot himself in the head and died in the living room. The house has been empty ever since. Until us, that is.
Do you think we should leave?
I don't know. I just don't know. I didn't want it to come to that. We've put so much work into this house. We were so excited. It was our dream come true. I didn't want to lose that. There had to be something else. There had to be another way. That's why I was reading Ghost, Hauntings, and True Stories of the Supernatural, along with dozens of other books. Anything I could get my hands on. Because even if there is something supernatural going on, that doesn't mean there's nothing we can do about it, right? So I searched and searched. I was determined to find an answer, and finally, I found it. There's a common theme I've noticed among many of the accounts I've read. Burial. Often you'll read of a spirit tormenting the living, only for the haunting to end when the ghost's body is discovered and given a proper burial. That doesn't make a lot of sense in our house, though. We know what happened to everyone who died here. They all got proper burials. The only one who didn't, the forgotten child in the garden. Well, they've buried him now, but the incidents haven't stopped. But it got me thinking, what if he's buried in the wrong place? Think about it. All those strange deaths, the two girls, the toddler with the drill, it's always children. What if she's looking for him? What if she's somehow trying to find her lost child, only she's finding the wrong ones? And it always ends in disaster. What if he was buried with her? What if they were finally together? Would the haunting stop? I honestly thought it might. I became convinced that this was the answer. That if we could just do something about this, then the nightmare that our lives have become could be fixed. I contacted the police. I contacted the council. I contacted anyone who might have any kind of power over this, but no one would return any of my calls. They didn't want to hear it. But Diane was approaching breaking point. She couldn't sleep anymore. She was having panic attacks. This had all gone too far. And if they wouldn't do anything about it, I would do it myself. So that's exactly what I did. I waited until the dead of night. I grabbed my tools, sneaked out of the house, and I returned him to his rightful place with my own two hands. I couldn't believe what I was doing, but I knew I had to. It felt like the right thing to do. And now they're together. She's found him. She's got what she wants. I thought it was finally over. It was less than 24 hours when I found her. I came home to find the carpet wet. I called out to her. Nothing. I panicked and I kicked the door until it broke from its hinges. She looked peaceful, floating in the bath. It was only after the autopsy that I found out. It had been 2 months. I wonder if she knew, or would it have been a special surprise for her too? Maybe she was waiting for a special time to tell me. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter now. It's just another child lost to this curse. Lost to whatever evil it is that lives inside this house. I'm telling you all of this because I want you to understand. I don't expect it to help. I don't expect it to make it any easier. I just wanted you to know why. There's just nothing for me now. Share this letter with the rest of the family if you think it will help. I'm so sorry.
One creepy house that scares all the kids in the street. It's a complete cliche. But is it common in real life, I wonder? When I was a kid, there was this beaten up old house with decades old fixtures and windows. There was a creaky garage at the bottom of the yard, made entirely of old wood, covered in peeling green paint. Through the cracks, you could just see an old Jeep, coated in thick dust. The whole property was in disarray, and there were rarely any signs of life. Looking back now, it's not that unusual, but as children, there was something about it that struck a creepy chord. The rumor was that a woman died in that house, and now her widower lived there alone, never leaving, wasting away in his now dilapidated home. Now, I know I'm not alone with this story. And I want to know what spooky rumors you heard from your friends as a kid. And did you have a creepy house on your street? Get in touch and let me know. You can find us on Twitter and most other social networks. Our handle across the board is QuietlyPodcast. You can also reach us via email at quietlyyours@daffodillies.co.uk. And you can find everything you need on our website, daffodillies.co.uk/quietlyyours. Since you've made it this far, I'm guessing you probably know how to find a podcast. Whatever app you're listening to us on, it would be fantastic if you can throw us a review, as it helps new people find us. We've had a lot of great feedback recently, and it's more appreciated than you know. But that's all for now. Until next time, I am quietly yours, and you are quietly mine.